Jacqueline Bishop can see the seeds of Against the Tide in work she did while in graduate school at Tulane in the 70s.
One painting in particular called One Tide Old, and it was about 6 feet long, and it was of empty beach chairs in a kind of a desecrated beach scene where you know that humans had been there, and I had picked up a lot of fish skeletons and fragments of dead sea life on the beach and applied that to the canvas. And so I had all of these sea creatures from the Gulf on the surface of the canvas, and then I did the actual painting over that, and it was kind of beautiful, you know, incorporating the human with the non-human in art.
A combination that continues to interest Jacqueline Bishop, and found expression in the 80s through many paintings of birds.
Started painting birds and needed more research, more information about the birds, and did more research. And after a period of time, found out some of the birds that were in my paintings were indeed extinct. And that had a profound effect on me and my vision about my work, about the world. And about that time in the mid-80s was when I heard about the assassination of Chico Mendes, the Brazilian rubber tapper. They assassinated him for trying to stop cattle ranchers and burning and everything of landscape that was usable, necessary, and then of course became desert after they desecrated it. So that had an impact on me as well, and it was about the same time that I found out about the extinct birds.
To deepen her knowledge of Chico Mendes and his philosophies concerning humans and the natural world, Bishop learned Portuguese and traveled frequently to Brazil to talk directly with his friends and family and see the rainforest up close. She also made numerous birdwatching trips with ornithologists to South and Central America and along the Gulf Coast.
I learned so much about the birds through the scientists and through my birdwatching friends that it became more than just color and content. It was politics. And there was still the poetry of the natural world and of birds because, you know, let's face it, they're beautiful. But so many of them were going extinct for political reasons. And that fit into my vocabulary, my visual vocabulary.
The birds that populate Jacqueline Bishop's paintings often roost in trees that take on decidedly anthropomorphic forms.
When you're living in the rainforest in Brazil for 2 or 3 weeks at a time in a tent and you're surrounded by only trees and you don't see humans for 2 or 3 weeks, the trees have a presence, a very distinct presence, and it becomes more of a living organism with a presence, with a personality, and you can feel it, and probably, you know, they become more human and they become depicted that way in the paintings.
Which are also replete with orchids, fish, a variety of mammals, and some indication of human presence, all juxtaposed in surreal combinations and rendered in a style that acknowledges Jacqueline Bishop's strong affinity for 17th century Dutch and Flemish painting.
I've always loved 17th century Dutch still life, Flemish painters, the Florentine painters, Renaissance. And there's a lot of information when you go back to the Renaissance paintings. There's so many birds and flora and fauna that are extinct, but they are in those paintings. They are recorded in those paintings. So the paintings take on another meaning, not just a beautiful still life, but a recording of the past.
Jacqueline Bishop's paintings often evoke a feeling of being fluid in time, replete with icons of the past, while presaging the unhappy results in the near future of current destructive behavior by humanity. A good example from Against the Tide is the painting Queen Bess Island. Inspired by a pelican nesting ground of that name near Grand Isle that got smothered in oil after the BP disaster in April 2010.
There are silhouettes of birds in the trees, and they could be oil birds or they could just be silhouettes, because sometimes when birds are up higher in the tree, you cannot identify the species. Or if it's at the end of the day and you look through your binoculars, you cannot identify the species. So it's a viewer's interpretation.
And that's a recurring theme as well in your work. You're not quite sure. It could just be the light, or it could be something more sinister that's darkened these birds or these animals of various stripes.
Well, that's probably where some of the darkness comes in the work. We really never know for sure what's going on, do we? I mean, when something seems like it's there, maybe it's really not there at all. Nothing is what it seems. Nothing is what it is. And we find out, I mean, just even the dialogue between the tide coming in, which comes in, you know, and out twice a day, and that dialogue with the sun and the moon is a very important dialogue for us, but no one's listening.
Do you ever dream these paintings? Do they ever show up in your dreams?
I have had dreams. I see them when I'm in the shower. I see them when I'm driving. You never know when these visions appear. I draw them down and they become a painting. Not all of them become paintings, but if I carry it through, it usually becomes a painting.
Jacqueline Bishop celebrates the opening of a new exhibition of paintings and works on paper and fabric, Against the Tide, with a reception Saturday night at the Arthur Roger Gallery, 432 Julia Street, starting at 6. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.